Three people were arrested in a drug bust in Ketchikan Tuesday night. During the bust, Ketchikan police seized a pound of methamphetamine, 2¾ ounces of heroin, a handgun, and a semi-automatic assault rifle loaded with armor-piercing bullets. KRBD's Layla Carey has more.
Charged in the bust were 31-year-old Arthur Castillo, 52-year-old Loretta Garcia, and 31-year-old Alfonso Sandoval. Also during the raid, police seized about $16,500 cash, paraphernalia they say is related to drug sales, and some pot. The bust was a result of a months-long investigation. During a news conference at the police station just hours after the raid, the drugs, cash, and weapons were laid out on display in the briefing room. Sergeant Mike Purcell estimated the street value of the drugs, starting with the methamphetamine.
0.2 grams will sell for about $100. This is a little over a pound, so you're looking at probably well over $200,000 worth of methamphetamine alone. The heroin, if you break it all the way down to a street level, 0.1 gram typically goes for $100. So total value of that, I think, was over $70,000.
Sergeant Andy Burnson says the three suspects were contacted downtown on Main Street. Police knew ahead of time about the firearms and made sure to make the arrest away from where those weapons were kept. Burnson says the cash and firearms were found at Garcia's home on North Tongass Highway.
The AR-15, the assault rifle, and which was loaded, was propped up inside, leaning against the side of her closet. Right up above it was a large stack of over $5,000 of the cash, literally sitting on top of that .44 Magnum revolver you can see right there. Right in the middle, like behind the divider of the closet, was a locked safe that contained the bulk of the rest of the cash.
Burnson says the drugs and more cash were seized from Castillo's apartment. He says this is the largest drug bust at a residence in Ketchikan that he can remember and is the first time they've seized an assault rifle with armor-piercing bullets. The guns are not illegal to own, but if guns are used in connection with a crime, they can be forfeited. So far, the defendants have not been charged with weapons misconduct. Burnson says more charges are possible as the investigation continues. He says the defendants were charged initially with crimes police felt confident they had immediate evidence to support. Garcia, Castillo, and Sandoval were each charged with 2 counts of second-degree misconduct involving a controlled substance. Castillo faces an additional charge of third-degree misconduct involving a controlled substance. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.